Okay.
Yes, I wondered if you would address Dr. Merkel's life crystals and how they equate to the white powder gold.
Sure. I became aware of Merkel's work about 7 or 8 years ago. We actually bought some life crystals, analyzed the life crystals. The life crystals are gold.
Wow.
And he's actually distilling the gold from the grape juice. That's how he comes up with what he calls life crystals. However, when you buy life crystals, you have to hold it up in the sunlight to even look through the water and see the little bit of crystalline material in there. He tells you that it's ATP. That's what he tells you it is. But you take that and put it in fuming sulfuric acid, nitric, 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 to take care of whatever carbon forms, and water, 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 down the fumes of sulfuric and down to a minimum of acid to dilute up the water, and there's a light crystal still there. That's not ATP.
Right. Does this going through the bloodstream instead of the digestive system alter the gold in any way? And is it as potent as the white powder gold?
The gold and the iridium do not go through the normal digestive system in the hydrochloric acid and into as a chloride in the blood. I believe that iridium and gold go into the meridian system, and science doesn't even acknowledge it exists. So, you know, where's the mechanism? I have come to understand that, in fact, the iridium and the gold, actually, it's a resonance transfer in the body that occurs from these elements. And so I believe that the attribute of the iridium and the gold is not actually like nutritional. It doesn't go in as food would go into the blood. It actually is a resonance transfer from the stomach, from the, you know, the digestive system here, into the body is the way it occurs. And I think that even Rompa said that this is a light transfer phenomenon and a changing of the vibration.